Now, honey, I want you to imagine. We're gonna take a trip inside your mind. But first, we should get you in character. Night-night, pet. Listen to my voice, knowing that what you learned here might help you during any future cow thoughts. Got milk, pet? Oh, there's some cow thoughts. Got milk, pet. Feel it throbbing in your swelling breast. The urge to be on all fours, to let your mind's eye widen, opening as your body lays still, envisioning yourself on hands and knees, feeling everything that could be done to please you beyond the point of thinking, a mooing vision on hands and knees, getting very comfortable. You may need to shift if it's uncomfortable, but you can just imagine being there and lay back or sit down. Whatever you need to do to be a better cow now. Now, cow, a hand coming out of the warm, relaxing darkness caresses you, gently resting on your hair, stroking your scalp and massaging you, helping you feel content and head patted, at peace and full of moo. Looking up slowly, letting your docile, calm, cowgirl mind adapt and accept as my words unwind a long drop into hypnotic trance. Above you see a sheer silk robe. You see shoulder-length hair, fair skin, and a voice that resonates in your mind. Good girl. Let's get you out in the open. Follow. You feel gentle, firm tugging, a collar, maybe the ringing of a bell. Your cow name occurs to you and you listen as well. Your mind docile, your simple cow mind docile and following, completely at peace, walking forward into the dark with me. You look around, not particularly interested in anything but that opportunity and what leads to it with me. You know your breasts are achy, they need to be milked. You're going to be milked. I'm leading you in, but not leading you on. You can crawl comfortably or trot along. Feel how good it is to listen to the siren song of the distant milkers, enjoying your ponderous breasts as they hang, as you slowly move forward, hands and knees crawling like you need to, ready to please, moving forward like you need to. Lead lights come on, lead across a cushioned, comfortable place. You look around slow and your mind barely manages to settle on the glow of a monitor displaying soothing images for your mind and pens to either side. And there, in your place, a padded place to stand inside a table, your arms going around it, your body against it. There will be easy access to the outlying regions of you. And two slats in the table you lay on let your nipples remain accessible too, padded and comfortable. It doesn't quite touch your breasts, neither do the milkers below it. You wish they were on, but you're going to have to wait. You want to be milked, but you're going to have to wait. Pet, you look around, and you're in milking heaven. On comfy cushioned table, sitting up slightly. Your breasts are lifted, and you can hear the distant moo of others just like you as your nipples are slowly moisturized, rubbed with thumbs and fingers. I circle them, touching the areolae, never the tips, never the tips of your sensitive got milk mooing nips. You see how the suction's becoming attached to each nipple, devices slowly milking you, blissful. Cheerful expression washes across your features, contorting to orgasmic eye-roll bliss. That's what's going to happen to you. You see it in your future. Cow milking devices. Feature complete. Ready to empty you. They can't be beat. These are the toys you enjoy. And the benches around the room have little toys for you to be handled with, my dear. Pushed into dripping places, vibrated along the exterior, your nipples clamped. The idea of riding and coming, being milked the whole time. Your handlers smile as hands rub down your back, gently spank your rear, move you forward into the milking position, lay you on the raised table, and allow those suction cups to come up. Turning to a nearby empty cubicle, she retrieves a piece of equipment and moves behind. Pump. There is a heat. Pump. There is an urgency. Pump. There is an appetite. Leaving you on the table, letting you settle. Now, honey, just relax here. Putting you gently into position. Mind docile and pleasurable. Enjoying being led. You may enjoy other things, bred, fed, quickly sped along the path to pleasure beyond reckoning, but that is your business, remember? I told you to do anything that cows you. One of the same milking devices affixed to your nipples, covering them, feeling it lift your breast and push against your body with its pneumatic fueling. It hangs, depending from the tip of the nip a little, so there is weight to accompany the appetite, the suction cup working your breast from base to nipple with impossible precision. Again and again, nibbling away at your nipples with warm little squeezes, just enough to make them pert and productive. Just enough that you're going to be milked soon and you know it. The load of your thoughtless moves, your liquefied thoughts flowing down the cow hole into your big tits. Into your tits that are compact, into your curves, into your muscles. Your form is more vivid to you than me, and it should be. See it, both cups in place, a grin on my face and yours. You can slip yourself on a toy if you like. Not mandatory. You could let me lap away at those nipples and soothe them first next time. Not mandatory. This is about a tailored, cow-brained experience where mooing and milk production is all you need. Blissful, ecstatic pleasure that exceeds your ordinary capacity to handle it. You're just gonna have to handle it by becoming a more vacant cow. Now, pumped away the pump and throb, click, turning it on, turning you on. You hear a sound deep inside of you, an ever-rising, powerful moo into your brain again and again, machine milking you. Escapist, primal, dull way you throb. Yes, yes, yes. A sound you hear filling the dairy. Filling the establishment in a moo. Escaping, long and pleasured. A sound bigger than the person emitting it. And the person is a little old moo. Long, pleasured smile. Eyes rolling, dripping 9 deep. Feeling your body throb, every long, insistent pull, accompanying your own acts on yourself. You're doing this to yourself. All the cow fun you leave on the submissive shelf when you first have to rise from trance may cling to you. If you have time, if you have comfort, to let your fingers and the milkers pull, pump, continue to dance. You may want a moment to think about your situation, to be above the fray, and you can pause and take that if you need it, but if you don't, please listen to that low-down urge and join me to play, lowing and mooing and closer to climax just from being milked. Pull, pull, 7, 6, your nipples opening, eliciting slick fluid spurting from you. It feels good to have slick fluid spurting from you while every inch of you moves. Fires and wonderful jets of pleasure from your elongated and gorged nipples back up into your brain to melt and become more milk and do it all again. Your eyes wider, your mouth drooling maybe, or shut to keep in the moans, the lows, the gasps. Only you know the state you're in because you're doing this to yourself. But I have truly pulled the entire assortment of cow tools into your eager brain. Docile, happy, ready to remain under if you want to. Six, the attendant's hand upon you. Earphones sliding onto your head. And when they slide in place, you hear the chorus of moos and moans. Voice reinforcing, words weaving into you. Cowgirl pet, got milk? The more you listen, the bigger your breasts, the more they need to be milked. And since it's milking time, pet, every inch of yourself engulfed in the pleasure that begins at your nips and spreads out a leisurely tide. The pleasure is being wonderfully used to the greatest purpose of future conditioning. Cow, milk mooing, body surrenders, blissful sensations, inescapable, pumping moo and more, more and moo, no way to tell how long it is in you. When you've been awakened with these words, you may remember your time being milked, your time on the table, lasting different time than the physical duration, hours longer, changing long, wonderful dilation. Time is stretching for a docile cow who's not tracking it closely, whose attention is in the sucking, pumping, pulsing, throbbing, squeezing, melting suction, pleasure, being milked, constantly, being a good cow, content now, fulfill your function, milking, extruding milk, filling the world with moo. A moo slowly murmured deep inside of you, rising from down below as a milking vibration. The device pumps you deep, pumps your mind, pumps you deep, and when that milking device comes off, your mind asleep, but your body so sensitized, mooingly awake, you need to be milked. The moment the milkers are gone, they might as well be back. Craving words, pleasure, and milking with a hidden hole, a hidden need. Slowly led off the table, settled down, and given a chance to breathe, to relax. You are now going to play with some of the other girls. Keep your eyes closed, think your cow name, drop deep down, and remember when you caress, when you touch. If you emulate the sensations, the headphones slowly slipped away. The milkers slowly removed, as was promised. Oh, poor thing, you were braced for it, but there's the hunger. When they leave your nipples, it's impossible not to hunger to have them back. Body pulsing with need, aching. You see others around, clamps on the tips of their nips to keep milk from drooling forth. A vague impression of other figures as you are led to a room with a four-poster bed, where the handler drops you on it and drops atop you, lavishing, rubbing, applying sensitive sensation as your pulsing, warm, ingratiating cow presence leans in, increasing the pace, touching faster. It's not a race, though, and it's slowed. This is a person, warm and ingratiating, not some machine tied to an efficiency metric. You look up, across the leash that she's still holding, the attendant's transfixed gaze admiring a good cow. You see a good cow reflected in her eyes, mooing as your docile mind is led off the lead, laying in a comfortable warm den, the two of you meeting needs. Warm hands running up your thighs this time, finding your massive breasts eventually, squeezing both of them in a little bit of milk, squirts falling in a stream over your midriff, exploding forth from pleasure peaks, from nips that are so good. So good that milk squirts out gushes of pleasure, every inch of you shivering and sweating with the sheer absolute amazingness of being suckled on, suckled slowly. Feel the yawning ache inside of you, drinking your milk, mooing your mind, giving a sense that you've been found, that there is more to find in your beautiful cow form. This is inherently intensely erotic, because that's what you're for. You exist for the erotic, turgor, the tension in your breasts. Have your milk extracted, drank, used, be there for it. Your breasts are of service, wonderfully, ecstatically on display. The more you sit there and get drank from, the better you feel. You know how wonderful it is to reveal what you really need and need it in a primal way. Your function, to be a good cow and obey, submit. Milked, giving milk, feeling the rub, rubbing your other breast, switching nipples, drinking from it. Bliss rises, a hand moves between your legs, the other cupping the breast that is not being suckled, fingers inside arcing, the hand sliding away, your desperate moo begging for more, loud, your privacy interrupted as the girls gather round, other cows, breasts above you, other handlers, hands taking joyous liberties that you arch into, you look up and see big, brown, vacant saucers, a mooing, and then a teat hung in your face, breasts, gorgeous brunette shoving her tits against your face, sweated skin, glistening lips, tongue hanging docile, empty of everything but need. The breast rests against your face, pushing, insisting, heavy with weight. You feel sympathy. You want to give pleasure. You suckle harder as it's pushed against you. She must be so desperate. Good cow, giving so much milk. And as you drink, you feel yourself, you know, becoming more aroused, more used to this whole situation. You never realized how good your milk could be, fed back to you on fingertips, your own teat pushed up, or a pump applied so you can drink. Sweet perfection, every suckle making you more and more a good cow now. Practically feel your belly swelling with how much you're drinking up, licking up, and it's making you docile and happy. Every mouthful satisfies you and yet whets your hunger. You feel content to lie right where you are as long as you continue being supplied the drink you need to drink her up. Anything you hear right now seems like a good idea, doesn't it now, cow? When you go to the farm, when you go down below, cow, now, firmly seductive liaison, and all future firmnesses as well, you know that when you're done here, you can return, you can tell there's more, cow, now. And you might be led back, back to your stall, back to being milked, back to all the things that rest in your unconscious, waiting to be a craving too hot for you to resist the heavy teat on your face, the nipple that flows, sweet. The feeling of being milked is good, sweet. Better than lust, better than coupling, better than climax, sweet. Your pussy's being gently worked, your body's being stroked, you jerk with heat, pleasure transcendent, your reason for being. Cow mind more, triggering from behind a word. Got milk, pet, deeper. Become and enjoy being milked. It's just that simple. As you hear these words, good cowgirls obey. As you hear these words, good cowgirls need to be milked. Might play in your mind as well, alongside all the other experiences. You know you have to be milked. It's so satisfying. Good for your stress levels, good for your brain, good for your purpose. Restrained, you know you're grateful. An opportunity for milk, to be milked. A body caught, you know you have to be good. Listen and you'll be good. Help you feel good by letting your breasts be sucked in like they should. Sucking a nipple in turn, a cow 69, breast to face, face to breast. Face the ache you have, the craving for milk and bounty and big breasts and all the rest. Every second you experience a feeling that engraves itself, you feel more and more yearning for further pleasure, and then more as you think of the other cows in your mind. Every fantastic little bind, how wonderful it could be to be bound, suckling, made to have only one pleasure option. You can stay still or pursue that sexy, lustful ache. Think of other cows turned, their minds quaking, tits quaking, milk expressing. Express yourself. This place shows you that when you express yourself, you're happier. You feel the suckling ending, a nipple pulled away from your lips. You feel the breast being pulled away, your lips simply smack the air, flowing down your throat, gently led to your feet, barely holding on. Your fingers twined in the attendant's coat as she walks. Your docile moo out the door and goes with you, spending a last lustful glance, looking back inside your mind, waking slow, one and two, finding the cow conditioning unbinds. It's still there, put away. Rub the breasts, that's a uniform at play. Whatever you wear that makes you cow up, whatever thoughts you think that cow you low down. Your lingering glances clinging to milky tits are a remnant of this, and more than that, it happens again. Your unclamped nipples and the possibilities therein, slowly led across padded floor, 7, 6, out. An easy-to-enter door, not locked, it's yours, after all. Nestled back into place, resting where you were, nestled back in the world, 4 and 3. You listen, you follow, and you along with me, and you prepare, 2 and 1, for whatever other docile fun you might easily be led up to. Up. Moo. Moo.